This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day, last break of the week. Steve, before we get out of here, I know you have some words of wisdom for us as you close out the show.
You know, I think I did this before. I think I talked about this subject, but I think it bears repeating. You know what, man? I had to learn this, and it took me a minute. And I think a lot of people have to learn this one, too, especially because of social media. And I want to say this because social media is such a big part of our day-to-day lives. You know, even all the news channels have a social media content. You know, CNN got a blog, Fox got a blog, ABC got a blog, because they open up because they want the eyeballs, they want the clicks. And it's become so pervasive. And you got cyberbullying and, you know, young kids in school suffering because they watch this stuff so relentlessly. But you know what, man? Yeah, I came to the conclusion, and I had to really, really learn this and work on this. But you know what, y'all? Think about this for a minute. Stop or don't. I don't know which one I want to say. Stop or don't. Pick one, pick whichever one fits best to you. Stop taking criticism from people you wouldn't take advice from. Or don't take criticism from people you wouldn't take advice from. Do you know that's important, man? Do you know how that's affecting people? That you are being affected by the criticism of people who you wouldn't even take advice from. That's crazy, man. Because, you know, we get so caught up in these social media posts and what people think. They don't even know you, but they got an opinion of you. And I'm talking about not the famous. I'm talking about everyday people. This is what cyberbullying is so big. These young kids are suffering in these schools because they just jumping on them with this cyberbullying, man. But let me know something. And I had to figure this out myself, as old as I am. Why am I taking criticism or listening to criticism from somebody I wouldn't even take advice from? That makes no sense at all. You are not who I want to be. So your opinion of me cannot possibly matter. You have nothing I want. So now, why would I allow your criticism or opinion of me to affect me? You've done nothing I admire. Think about this, man. There are people talking about you and got an opinion of you, and there are people that you don't even admire. Here's another one. You've accomplished nothing that I have. You have not accomplished nothing I have, but you got an opinion about me, and a critical one on top of that. Oh, bro, you got a lot of nerve. You ain't even in the same league I'm in. Bro, me and you shooting at 2 different baskets. Why? Why would I allow your criticism to affect me? Y'all, think about this, man. Get off these clicks, these likes and stuff. Get off these comment sections. These people got these opinions of you and they don't even know you. That's just crazy to me, man. Some of these I'm just going to repeat. You just ain't who I want to be. Let's just start right there. Miss me. You ain't even who I want to be, man. But yet and still, I done set up in here and let your opinion of me have an effect on me? I wish I would. Man, bye. You, let me tell you this again. You have nothing I want. I'm not envious of you, jealous of you. I'm not, oh my God, why? You know, I ain't never asked God one time, why them, Lord, and not me? You ever noticed that about a hater? You've never ever said about a hater, oh God, why them, Lord, and not me? Because you know what haters are? You've never had a hater that was doing better than you. You never had one. All of your haters ain't even really in your league. I notice about, especially about my public haters. Them haters that come out against me publicly, they ain't even in my, I got news for you. And I'm not really good at quoting rap songs. Y'all know I'm not, because I'm not a real hip hop head. But I heard Jay-Z say one time, man, we ain't in the same league. We shooting at two different baskets. As a matter of fact, we pay two different taxes. Bruh, why you talking about me? You ain't even who I want to be. Bruh, I don't even admire you. Y'all, and it's, I'm not talking about, y'all, you, listen to me, y'all. These people on your job that's hating on you, these people in your group that's hating on you, you don't even admire these people. They have nothing you want. You don't want to be like them. Stop taking criticism from people that you wouldn't take advice from. Those are my closing remarks. Yeah. Have a great day today. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.